It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has unveiled his budget plan. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has the story.
The president's budget includes a number of ideas that failed to advance when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, including hundreds of billions of dollars for child and elder care and universal preschool. To pay for it all, Mr. Biden would raise the corporate tax rate, impose a new wealth tax on America's richest families, and increase rates on married couples earning over $450,000 a year. The budget allows the president to contrast his plans with Republicans.
They want to cut tax for the wealthy and large corporations.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy calls the Biden budget completely unserious. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is proposing her own reforms to big budget federal programs.
I'm Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We need to fix it.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley told an Iowa crowd she'd support reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
So the first thing you do is you change the retirement age of the young people coming up, so that we can try and have some sort of system for them.
Haley says those benefits should also be limited for the rich.
Democrats are supporting raising taxes on the wealthy. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was on Capitol Hill today testifying about that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Alan Shaw apologized, saying he is deeply sorry.
We have been cooperating fully with the NTSB's investigation.
The CEO said so far there is no indication that those on board the train did anything wrong.
The preliminary report found that the Norfolk Southern crew was operating the train below the speed limit and in an approved manner.
But he said it's clear the safety mechanisms in place were not enough. He promised improvements.
I'm going to make sure they've got the right training and the right technology.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman with that report. Well wishes pouring in as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell recovers at a Washington, D.C. hospital. CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
A spokesperson for the Kentucky Republican says he tripped at a local hotel during a private dinner. He has been admitted to the hospital where he is receiving treatment.
The 81-year-old Republican leader suffered a concussion. A massive Russian missile barrage rained down on sections of Ukraine last night. CBS's MTS Taib is in the Ukrainian city of Dnipro.
The far west of the country, Lviv, which has largely been spared the kind of devastation we've seen in the east of the country. You see homes reduced to rubble. You see people having lost their lives, lying in their beds.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson with the agency's top priority.
NASA is laser focused on Mars.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, ultra soft on the potty. Let's just muscle roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My crib is always stocked.
It's our potty vibe.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hi, this is Drew Barrymore. Do you know what my idea of the perfect night is? First, make a bunch of complicated plans, and then cancel all those plans. Instead, spend the night streaming movies and TV shows on Pluto TV for free, including my show. There are tons of live channels and even more on demand. Free to stream all you want on Pluto TV and never pay a thing. Stream now, pay never. Pluto TV.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, March 13th. The Joint Legislative Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Marathon County Courthouse. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapid School District will hold their regular Board of Education meeting at 6 p.m. in the board office. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 4 p.m. The Stevens Point Housing Authority is holding a special board meeting at 4 p.m. at the high-rise Manor Dining Room. The Board of Public Works will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room, followed by the Personnel Committee meeting at 6:10, the Public Policy and General Government meeting at 6:25, and the Finance Committee meeting at 6:40. In Adams County, the Property and Recreation Committee will meet at 2 p.m., and the Health and Human Services meeting will be at 4. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 4 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 21. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for snow 29. Tomorrow night, lows around 3 above. 1 to 3 inches of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And I think it's quite rich that we are talking about subpoena compliance under a chairman of the full committee who was absolutely out of subpoena compliance in the last Congress. So we're going to haul witnesses in here today and claim that they did not comply with subpoenas or requests. And that request is so rich because it's coming from a chairman who himself did not comply with the January 6th committee's requests.
Uh-oh, you can't turn it off.
Well, there goes the show.
All right, show's broke. I broke the show again.
Let's just walk out. We're just going to leave the audience
Goodbye.
Cheering.
You cheer.
Just cheer for indictment.
There
cheer
it goes.
For Stacey Plaskett.
All of them, all
Jim
of them.
Jordan's ass.
Hi, welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. This is my last day. You will be thankful for.
You get to sleep in on Monday.
I get to sleep in on Monday.
But then you're back here on Tuesday.
And then I'm back on Tuesday, and I'll get my jingle on Tuesday.
Yes, you will.
It's 7 minutes.
Jingle you?
You want to jingle me?
Jody on the show.
Wait.
That's what we're waiting for.
It's the Jody Hamilton show.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk with Steffi.
Fix up my Monday or the
who's our favorite
show.
Is for. Nothing really grows with Jody on the show. With Steffi.
Thank you, Chris and Travis, for
helping.
Amazingly.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show. I was going to say, a lot has grown up out of this week.
No, it says nothing really blows.
Well, a lot of things have blown up, too.
That's also true. 323-410-0458 is the number. At the bottom of the hour, we have Glenn Kirshner, and then John Fugelsang at the bottom of the next hour. And then we have Frangela all hour three.
Thank God.
I know. I'm just going to wind them up and let them go.
Yes.
It's fun.
I gave you material to make them. Like, it's like you're like the anti-Stephanie because like you've given them things that will spark joy.
Oh, I like doing that.
As opposed to what we usually do to them.
I know. I look forward to seeing them. I miss their little faces. They're lovely. Everybody. I mean, Glenn Kirshner and his eyes. Ooh.
By the way, we'll be
John
plugging this.
Hair.
We'll be plugging this with Glenn Kirshner, but
yes.
I started watching his docuseries on Peacock.
Yeah,
and whoo boy,
it's called Who Killed Robert Wan?
Yeah,
or Wan, excuse me.
Right.
And it looks. I haven't watched it yet because I want to sit down and watch the whole thing all at once.
Yeah, he didn't prepare me for this when he told me that this documentary was coming. I started watching. I was going, Dylan, get in here. We're going to need to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the trailer for it. It looks very because I love that kind of.
The true crime
documentaries. I just love them.
Oh, and because it's on Peacock, they're dropping F-bombs.
The first thing I heard on the trailer was an F. I was like, wait, what?
I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
It should be. No, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely. So, yes, Mr. Swalwell, who we just played, was it was the compliance with committee oversight. Whatever.
It's a subcommittee.
It's a subcommittee. Right. And he was calling out Jim Jordan for still being in noncompliance with a subpoena.
Correct.
Technically, he's still in noncompliance.
Yes, right.
He went on to say on 12, this is what he had to say about Jim.
May 31, you see a letter sent to then Representative Jordan asking that he honor his subpoena. He was asked over and over and over, you were a witness to a crime. You were a witness to the greatest crime ever committed with the most criminals ever indicted in America. Mm-hmm. Will you help your country? Will you comply with that subpoena? No compliance. Crickets. Absolute defiance of the subpoena. And because of that defiance, the chairman was referred, and it's still pending, to the House Ethics Committee.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like, really? Jim?
You're going to complain about anyone?
Anyone, not complying with your with any BS. Subpoenas. Yeah, the letter that Jim wrote to Representative Thompson, he said, this request is far outside the bounds of any legitimate inquiry, violates core constitutional principles, and would serve to further erode legislative norms. Oh, F you.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yes.
And then Swallow went on to say this.
Nailed him.
Yes, this is where it goes.
And I want to have the congressional oath put up there, but the congressional oath mandates that members of Congress defend the Constitution without any mental reservation, mm-hmm. or as it says on the slide, purpose of evasion.
There you go.
Mm. Not responding to a congressional subpoena is a direct purpose of evasion. So this is our chairman, calling all us here, everyone here today, people at the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, who are doing important work to claim they are out of compliance when he himself is currently out of compliance.
I'm glad that, I hope people are watching because they're leaving the cameras on in the House right now, right?
And these hearings are, oh boy.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, every time you have, when we've had those hearings before, when you had your Jim Jordans and Matt Gaetzes on, mm-hmm. to on a legitimate committee, mind you, asking ridiculous questions.
They were just stirring up dust.
Right.
Just like, just throwing mud in the air and trying to get everyone dirty with it.
Exactly. And so they're still trying to do that, only they're really dumb about it.
But it's hard to do when you're running the committee and you're choosing terrible witnesses.
Well, terrible witnesses, and the questions that the Republicans are asking 9 times out of 10, like Boebert asked something where she was talking about people not doing remote work that are federal.
Right.
And then the person that she was asking goes, hi, that was the last administration.
Right. Yeah, right.
Those are figures that came out in early 2021, which means that those figures were from 2020 when Trump was president.
And she's like, I can't speak to the previous administration because I wasn't in the previous administration, so dummy.
Yeah. No, they didn't think any of these things through. Like, all Chris has been saying, it's like they have lived in their own bubble for so long.
Yeah.
That they haven't been challenged.
Yeah.
And so now they're getting challenged, and they don't know how to answer.
No, they
And
don't.
They were able to they were able to get away with saying this for like the last, I mean,
Ever.
6 years, really. Yeah. They've not been challenged by this.
Right.
Right.
And so now that they can, everyone's seeing they're crazy, and it's great.
It is good. And it's, I mean, even when they do try to, you know, do a gotcha to a witness, it's not going well.
Right.
Because the people that they've put on these committees are not smart.
Right.
Like, Jim Jordan's relatively smart. He just kind of talks around and doesn't really say much.
Yeah, he talks a lot.
He's very, very good at that.
Yeah.
He does that Gish Gallop thing where he just kind of floods the zone.
Yeah, he's very, very good at that. That's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's an annoying skill, but it's a skill.
Yeah.
But you have Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Three Toes,
mm-hmm.
and they are just not
wise
people.
They're dumb.
You know?
They're getting their asses handed to them on a regular basis. And
Lauren Boebert, we can talk about sex, can't we?
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
How about 14?
Okay.
Let's see what...
schools that are worse than, that are teaching worse than just gender ideology.
Yeah.
I mean, they have comprehensive sex ed. They're
That's
teaching
good.
Kids how to have and enjoy sex,
no.
And even same-sex sex, how to pleasure
oh my
themselves.
God, no.
I mean, This is not something elementary students should learn, or nor any student in a public school. So, you know, these are the things that we need to go after and cut their funding.
You know who could use some sex education?
Her son.
Yeah.
He could have used comprehensive.
She's going to be a grandma.
Because she made an announcement this weekend too, 15.
Yeah.
We are raising our four boys to be men before liberals teach them to be women.
Oh, my God.
But I leaned over and I asked my husband if it was appropriate to announce this here today. So I'm going to tell you all for the first time in a public setting that not only am I a mom of four boys, but come April, I will be a Gigi to a brand new grandson.
Okay. She's 36.
She's 36.
Which means she got knocked up young, too. But she was probably 19 because her son's 17. Now, she could have been 18, but...
I don't know because she shared some more details in clip 16.
Now, my son, when I approached him and told him, Tyler, I'm going to be a 36-year-old grandmother, he said, well, didn't you make Granny a 36-year-old granny? I said, yes, I did.
There you go.
He said, well, then it's hereditary. Nice try, buddy.
Nice try, buddy? What does that mean?
Okay, now I don't know when Lauren Boebert had her 17-year-old son. She's 36 right now.
So she was 18 or 19 when she had.
When she had, which means also her mom was 18 or 19 right? When she had her.
Absolutely, which are adults. Which is, that's fine. They're young mothers, but that's fine.
Yes.
You know? I'm not going to shame her for getting pregnant.
Right.
But for her to do all this stuff against comprehensive sex education, perhaps she wouldn't have gotten pregnant at a young age, or her son getting somebody else who's 15. I believe his girlfriend's 15.
I didn't know the age of the girl, but
she's young. I mean, it's within this, you know, it's not rape related by any means.
Right.
These two are dating.
There's no statutory issues. Kids have sex, and if they had comprehensive sex education, they might understand the idea of safe sex.
Exactly.
Or and sex that will not
lead to
pregnancy.
And yes, condoms they're not 100%, but they're really, really good.
Right.
It's very rare that they don't work. And that's usually if you're not doing it right.
Sex education can
teach you how to put one on correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was saying the other day about my 7th grade science teacher, poor Mr. Frost. it was just a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And it was just 1 week of sex ed, and this poor man. So he brought out birth control pills.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms, mm-hmm. diaphragms, what was available in 1978, 79. And
IUDs, not IEDs.
IUDs were available then. They were off the market and now they're back.
Okay.
But
not IEDs.
Not IEDs because that would have been very dangerous.
Yes.
That's one way to get rid of a pregnancy.
So he showed us how to put a condom on a banana.
Oh, we had that.
Oh, cucumber, banana. Yeah.
You know,
one of those.
And that made us giggle because we're 11 and 12
sure.
year old girls. And but I mean, it was, you know, in the diagrams of what the bodies look like and hee-hee-hee when we saw boys, you know. But it's important, even at that was relatively, it's not young, 11 and 12 year old girls and boys are very curious at that point in time. I don't think they're teaching people how to masturbate. And I don't care if they are. I think that's a good thing.
Most people figure that out
they
on their own.
They figure that out on their own,
especially
boys. My sister's oldest, when he was like really young, like two, she was chaining him or bathing him or something, and he started pulling.
Wow!
And then he pulled too hard and hurt himself.
Oh,
ow!
Because he was only like 2 years old. Well, he was, you know. And she goes, "See, this is why we're nice to that." She says, "Don't be mean to it. You have to be nice to that." And he was like, he started crying because it was just a little too. Too much. He was having a good time.
Yeah,
2 or 3 years. That's when you start, by the way.
Yeah, but also like it's, but it's.
And it's healthy.
And it, but also, like, just safe sex. Like, my last girlfriend, I know this is a shock to everyone, she really wanted to get pregnant. She really wanted to have a baby.
Oh, my God.
And so I was...
She was looking for a husband.
I was extra careful to lock that down. I was not getting her pregnant.
Yeah.
Because Travis was having some realizations about himself and who he liked to have sex with at the time. And it was not women.
Well, exactly. So, but, yeah, that would... Wow. Yeah.
I was very...
Was this in college?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, adults at least.
And she was older than me.
All right. Yeah.
So it was I was very I knew she wanted to have a baby, so I was very, very careful about everything.
That's funny.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. Well,
from Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I can backdate. I know exactly when the last time I had sex with a woman was. I can backdate to that one. Oh wait, let's wrap this up because
okay, 17
with,
real
with
quick.
Boebert, because here's the other thing she's talking about, pregnancies and stuff like that. This is just weird where she goes with this.
Okay.
And you know, there's something special about rural conservative communities.
Okay.
They value life. If you look at teen pregnancy rates throughout the nation, well, they're the same in rural and urban areas. However, abortion rates are higher in urban areas, and teen mom rates are higher in rural conservative areas.
Uh-huh.
Because we understand the preciousness of the life that is about to be born.
Oh my God.
Or you're stupid and you're not teaching your kids how to not get knocked up right. To avoid teen pregnancies, you dumb whore.
My.
She's got that Sarah Palin thing going on.
She's not as smart.
Yeah. Well,
she's a dumb Sarah Palin,
yeah.
Which is saying a lot.
Oh, boy.
It really is. Oh, my goodness. It's 20 minutes mm-hmm. after the hour. This portion of The Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by my Bombas socks.
Okay. Oh.
And I finally got the ones that I ordered.
Oh, they showed
thrown
up?
Thrown upon my lawn. I saw it this
all
morning.
Right.
So whoever got them, they threw the bag on my lawn.
Well,
I'm like, oh, look,
had,
my socks are here.
They just hadn't had a chance to come by and deliver them to you. So they decided to do it in the rain.
Right.
Well, no, it was delivered to the wrong address. And so whoever got it, thankfully, didn't open it. They realized, and then they just found the house and dropped it off sometime yesterday. Anyway, Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item with a donation to someone in need. So when you buy Bombas, you're buying socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good, and they do. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a luxuriously cozy feel.
Mm.
They're made from super soft materials like merino wool, that's what I'm wearing right now, Pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them the perfect cozy layers. There's a pair of Bombas socks for everything you do. They come in tons of options like comfy performance styles for every sport and activity that keeps you moving. Bombas t-shirts are made with thoughtful design features like invisible seams, soft fabrics, and the perfect weight so they hang just right. Bombas underwear has a barely there feel with second skin support that might make you forget they're even there in a good way. did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested clothing items at homeless shelters? That's why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use the code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity,
ooh,
and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to adamandeve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout,
Miller.
And get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts.
That's Miller. Again, Miller.
Well, spring is in the air. That can only mean one thing, spring grilling. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale, 50% off site-wide. Grab all of your favorites like perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean-fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air-chilled chicken, decadent desserts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in my promo code Stephanie at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. I've had Omaha Steaks with my sister, cooked up some burgers for my girlfriend. It is the perfect way to get fired up and into spring with something special. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie. Take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks ready to ship your order right away. You're going to want to hurry because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. Don't miss out on your chance to save. It's an incredible amount of food and incredible amount of quality. Omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie. Get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required. That's omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie.
I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 26 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show, 323-410-0458, and it's Anito from San Antonio.
Anito!
Hi.
It's Anito from San Antonio.
Yes,
there you go.
That works.
That's it.
Yeah, I just have to say how ridiculous these stupid Twitter hearings are that mm-hmm. Jim Jordan's doing. Mm-hmm. At the same time that a whole television network is being exposed as basically being a lying, cheating propaganda arm
right.
of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to expose how conservatives are treated mean by Twitter, which
right.
isn't true.
Right.
At the same time, they've got a whole television network.
Exactly.
That does things like give, you know, the Trump campaign Biden ads before
mm-hmm.
he even releases them
mm-hmm.
or debate material.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. These people, they don't care if they're hypocrites. They just don't care.
Right.
They whine about
their superpower.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're whiny.
Well, they're so whiny. They're just little snowflakes. They're whiny little snowflakes.
They are whiny little snowflakes. And they are ridiculous. And I think it's showing how ridiculous they are by having them as available
right.
as they are. Because we don't usually see these hearings like this anymore. Number four.
I was going to throw a clip of number four. This kind of like nails it. Stacey Plaskett nailed it
yesterday. Here, listen to this, Anito. Number four.
Okay.
Chairman, Americans can see through this. Musk is helping you out politically, and you're going out of your way to promote and protect him and to praise him for his work. This isn't just a matter of what data was given to these so-called journalists before us now. There are many legitimate questions about where Musk got the financing to buy Twitter. We know for a fact that foreign countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, possibly even Russia and China, are investors presently in Twitter.
No, I can't
hear
her.
She can't hear it.
Have access to private Twitter.
Yeah. Sorry.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us too in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Hi. I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $100 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Weight restrictions on state highways will begin Monday in the North Central region. The Wisconsin DOT places seasonal weight restrictions on specific highways during the spring thaw periods to prevent damage to the pavement structure. Beginning at noon on Monday, March 13th, Wood County will see restrictions on the following roads, Wisconsin 54 and Wisconsin 173. Weight limits are 6 tons gross load for single-axle vehicles and 10 tons gross load for tandem-axle vehicles. The maximum gross weight is 24 tons. Visit the DOT website for complete information on weight-restricted roads. Wisconsin's latest winter storm has downed tree limbs and forced power company crews out to deal with outages scattered around the state. If you see downed power lines, stay away and contact your local utility. If you're supposed to be flying today, contact your airline, not the airport, to see if things are running on time. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 4 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with snow likely. Lows dip down to about 21. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, chance for snow 29. Tomorrow night, lows around 3 above. 1 to 3 inches of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
We worked together. We did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Our country has become the investigation capital of the world. Actually, that's all we do. And it's only good for our many enemies, our enemies that are laughing at us all over the world. They could not be happier as they brilliantly plot our demise and destruction. We have to get back to making America great again.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord. It is 34 minutes after the hour.
That was this morning's statement. And I think that's actually very telling because he didn't go after them in any of the terms that they've been doing.
And he was muted. He was calmer than normal.
Or could you say
drugged or scared?
Yeah.
He didn't take his allegedly Adderall this morning.
Yeah, he took the downer downers, not
the upper uppers. He took the downer downers, exactly. 323-410-0458 is the number. Look who we have here.
Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner. Glenn
Kirshner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Good morning, Mr. Kirshner. You look so dapper.
Good morning, Jody. I got dressed up for you this morning.
I like it when you get dressed up for me. So before we get started on Donald and other things in the news, you have a documentary on Peacock that is very intriguing. It's called Who Killed Robert Wan? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, so, Who Killed Robert Wan.
Yeah, what's the premise so people know to go and start subscribing
and
to Peacock?
Check it out. I started watching it. It's really, really good.
Yeah, how much time do you have? So this was boiled down to its essence, three well-to-do, influential, connected men who lived in a very high-end home on Swan Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. had a friend of theirs, a young attorney, wonderful young man, Robert Wan, who was general counsel at Radio Free Asia, spend the night at their house as a matter of work convenience.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up dead in their guest room in the most inexplicable circumstances I saw in my 30 years as a prosecutor.
Wow.
I worked the case for years. The three guys in the home would not tell us what happened. They thought they'd gotten away with it. So I said, not this time. And I indicted them all for covering up the murder of Robert Wan, conspiracy to obstruct justice, obstruction of justice, and tampering with evidence. In this case, is an odyssey like none other that I handled in my career. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, there's a tip line. And after people view this, I am hopeful that one or all three of these people have run their mouths over time.
Probably.
And people will drop a dime and help us solve the mystery of who killed Robert Wan.
Ah.
I look forward to it.
Yeah.
This is my kind of show. I love this stuff. So I'm going to sit down this weekend and just binge it.
Right.
I think we need to reboot Unsolved Mysteries with Glenn.
There you go. Yeah, we'll reboot it.
You can be our new Robert Stack.
Yes, there we go. So let's get into the news. This is interesting. It just you just printed this morning.
Yes.
Prosecutors seek to question Trump's lawyer, Corcoran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea is to use the crime fraud exception, obviously, but they're also using the search warrant affidavit to get the search at Mar-a-Lago for the judge to allow this to happen. Your thoughts on all of this? This seems
like full disclosure. Yeah. I used to work with Evan Corcoran. He and I had a murder case in common decades ago at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to see the way he has chosen to go professionally, because anytime you are representing a defendant and you get hauled before the grand jury to testify about the crimes your client may have committed, mm-hmm. that's not a good thing. Right. And let me tell you, Jody, rarely do prosecutors drag defense attorneys who are representing the target of the grand jury investigation in to testify. But boy, Jack Smith, I am pleased to see, is going 100 miles an hour, scorched earth, in the direction of accountability. You know, Evan Corcoran has gotten himself in a jam because it looks like he was being used by Donald Trump in furtherance of Trump's documents crimes. Now, we don't know if he was being used knowingly or unknowingly, but the bottom line is, as a lawyer, you cannot participate or facilitate the crimes of your client. If you do, your attorney-client privilege evaporates and you can be forced to testify about and incriminate your own client.
I like that part.
It's a little tickle up my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like to AG, who we listened to on her show, Jack, mm-hmm. That they're going after obstruction in this case.
They are. And that's like, it's kind of like shooting fish in the barrel.
Right.
Because if you have property that belongs to the government, and Donald Trump did, he had documents. Frankly, it doesn't matter if they were classified or not. They didn't belong to him.
Right.
The grand jury issued a subpoena. That's a lawful order from a court saying give them back. And Donald Trump didn't. And he hid them. And we found them. The FBI found them pursuant to a search warrant in his desk drawers, in his office. And now recent reporting is that he had even more documents after the FBI search. That's obstructing justice. That's a pretty easy charge to prove. And I think that will be one of the marquee charges in a federal indictment of Donald Trump.
Well, with the reporting of the FBI not wanting to execute a search warrant and the DOJ saying, well, wait a minute, we need to do that. I think getting the subpoena ahead of time, I think, makes their case stronger. And look, we were being as nice as possible mm-hmm. to this guy, but he lied to us. After the subpoena, he gave some stuff over, but we realized that there was other stuff. So even though the FBI, at least some people in the FBI, seem to be very supportive of Donald Trump, their insistence on being nice to him has bolstered, in my opinion, the DOJ's case.
And that's brilliant, right? If the FBI hesitated when they should have acted, mm-hmm. all they ended up doing was strengthening the future criminal case against Donald Trump. That's a great point. And, you know, yes, I'm troubled if the FBI is being governed by politics. Yeah. But listen, the FBI is made up of human beings, and they're going to have their own political views and beliefs and ideologies. But for gosh sakes, you can't let that creep into your work. Right. I will tell you, as a federal law enforcement officer, albeit a prosecutor, not an FBI agent, for decades, it was the cardinal sin to ever think about politics when you were investigating a case and trying to decide how to proceed, whether to indict or not. So this is disappointing. I don't have a lot of confidence in Chris Wray as the FBI director. And, you know, now we see some of the deficiencies in FBI leadership coming home to roost.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. Now, I just, excuse me. In the case against the Proud Boys, apparently the Justice Department leaked classified information to the defense. Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
During testimony, prosecutors shared internal FBI messages sent and received by Agent Nicole Miller. They were supposed to be scrubbed with any classified information, but apparently it was accessible in hidden sections of the Excel spreadsheet. So they learned of this snafu while the defense was grilling her in front of jurors. So what do you is this? Or is it a concern? It depends on the information, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I'm going to say I've been there, I've done that, where you are turning over mountains and mountains of evidence in discovery.
Right.
I always did it in paper because I am incompetent and computers make me nervous, but I know that's not the day and age we live in now. So when they're turning over things that they call terabytes of information, terabytes, it makes my megahertz. And I don't know what that is.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
There's a joke in there somewhere that I'm sure I've stole from somebody. But listen, these people who are involved in this prosecution are my former colleagues. Some of them were homicide prosecutors. I feel their pain because you try to turn over everything you think you have to turn over.
Right.
And then there are what embedded lines in an Excel spreadsheet that should have been redacted that weren't. That's a nightmare,
yeah.
Particularly when it involves classified information. So listen, the judge took a pause in the trial for a couple of days. They're going to address this issue both practically to make sure there are no, you know, national security implications of this stuff being turned over to defense attorneys.
Right.
And I'm not saying the defense attorneys are intending to misuse it, but it's in their hands now.
Right.
And legally, what are the consequences with respect to this prosecution misstep? But you know what? They're going to move through this, I predict. They're going to get back on track. The prosecutors have just about finished presenting their case in chief. And then the interesting piece is the defense attorneys will present their case. And as we know, one of the defendants is trying to subpoena Donald Trump to testify in their defense. I wrote a piece about this for MSNBC Daily. I do not believe that subpoena will be successful.
Right.
And if it is Donald Trump, I can almost promise you we'll plead the fifth. He will not testify.
Oh, of course not. No, he wouldn't. I mean, with this, the thing that I find unnerving about this classified information was the questions were in front of the jury. Mm-hmm. So that to me is like, what did they discover?
What came out,
to regular run-of-the-mill civilians that shouldn't have been. I would hope that the lawyers would have been kind of like, why should we be? I don't know. It's their defense, so whatever, I guess. Anyway, so Trump lost his defamation case against the Post finally for a second time. This is nice.
Yeah.
I like
really
that.
Really good news.
Yeah. Judge Rudolph Contreras. Oh, I did that right. Said there's no actual malice in the report of the from the Post. He asked Trump's lawyers if they wanted to amend their complaint and be litigated, and they were unable to do this. Thus, bye-bye, lawsuit.
Yep.
Thrown out. Yay. So, I mean,
Trump has had a really bad week on so many fronts. Not only is he losing his own suits,
mm-hmm.
but the Department of Justice weighed in and said, guess what, sport. Okay, I don't think they called them sport,
champ,
but I call them sport. Guess what, sport? You don't have absolute immunity.
Yep.
And the lawsuit that has been filed by Capitol Police officers and members of Congress who you endangered on January 6th
mm-hmm.
can and will proceed against you. That is an important piece of foreshadowing, Jody,
mm-hmm.
for what's about to happen in the criminal arena, because that helps pave a way for Jack Smith.
Yep.
To bring federal charges for the insurrection.
And they were very specific on their wording, saying this has nothing to do with the criminal things. This is very civil, so that they didn't step on their own toes, it sounds like.
Yep.
And then it looks like Alvin Bragg might indict the man.
Yeah, I love this headline from the New York Times. Uh-huh. Prosecutors signal criminal charges for Trump are likely.
Yes.
And let me just hit this real quick,
yeah.
and then I'm going to have to bounce
okay.
because
okay.
MSNBC is already calling.
Okay.
Me.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
No, that's okay. Let me finish this. Okay. They can wait.
You know, early.
This is us here.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope they don't see that. Here's the thing. The last thing prosecutors do before they ask a grand jury to indict somebody is, at least in a white collar case, we don't do this in violent crime cases.
Right.
We will invite the target of the investigation to testify. We can't subpoena them
right.
because they have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, but they can certainly come in and waive that right
sure. mm-hmm.
and testify, and they can say, look, ladies and gentlemen of the grand jury, the prosecutors have it all wrong. Let me explain why I didn't really commit any crimes. Now,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is not going to accept the invitation.
Right.
He is not going to testify, but this is a tell. This is a tell that the next stop is an indictment for Donald Trump. Here's a fun fact. When we send those invitation letters to targets of the investigation, inviting them to appear before the grand jury, we have a name for that kind of a letter. We call it a Mae West letter. Now, who was Mae West? Well, pertinent people of a certain
uh-huh.
age will remember she was a Hollywood.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A gentleman in uniform, she said, you know, I always have liked the man in uniform. Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is the famous line. Mm-hmm. That's actually not exactly what she said, but we call these target letters, these invitations, Mae West letters. Why don't you come up and see the grand jury sometime?
Love it.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, everybody. Tune into Peacock and watch his documentary series.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Who Killed James Wan? Thank you, Glenn. Have fun on MSNBC.
Thanks, Jody. See you guys.
Bye.
All right.
It is 48 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Jeremy in Colorado. Hi, Jer.
I just wanted to say about whether Marjorie Taylor Greene should be addressed in public. When you have someone whose job is to professionally incite violence against marginalized people, why should that person be able to enjoy public
quiet? Well, that's why she was removed from her committees. She suggested Nancy Pelosi should be executed. Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share
it. I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it. Slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 53 minutes after the hour. 323-410-0458. I'm Jody. That just reminds me of my youth. All these songs you keep playing all week. I'm like, oh, now I'm a little kid again. 323-410-0458 is the number. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with my... Without them, I would die. Chris and Travis.
I wouldn't go that far.
You would not die.
I couldn't do this without...
Well, you do a podcast every week without any help from us, except for this week because I produced the show.
Well, he produced the show this week, which I really thank you for.
Because I sent you too much prep for this show, so you have plenty left over for that show.
All right.
Oh, let's go to Nita in North Carolina. Hi, you're going to say something nice. That's why I got to you.
Ah. Hello, you all. How are you?
Good.
I just want to say, I know it's called the Stephanie Miller Show, but I love when Chris and Travis and Jody host this show. You all do a fantabulous job.
I hope Stephanie's listening.
Fantastic and fabulous. It's amazing. You really do. And I mean, I know it's Stephanie's show, but you guys do it. And I want to say to you, Jody, I grew up watching your mom.
Uh-huh.
She's amazing.
She is.
I grew up watching her. The Carol Burnett Show. Mm-hmm. So, and I look at you and I'm like, your mother did a really good job raising you.
Oh, thank you. I'll let her know. And the check's in the mail.
Have a great... Yeah. You guys are awesome, though. I love it. So don't ever second guess yourself. You guys are great. I love it.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend.
And you have a better one. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye. Oh, that was nice. I had to answer that. You got to get the fan.
Mm-hmm.
The one person knows. People are very nice to me on the Twitter about this show. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Most
people are.
Steph heads are nice people. They really, really are.
Jody, I think you're very talented. Also, I enjoy your mother's work.
Thank you, Chris Lavoie. Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, yes, good morning. It's the sweaty church whore chiming in.
Yeah.
Oh, we love sweaty church whores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Jody, I just like to say, like I said in my tweet, you are excellent this week, and you are kicking ass, and this was so awesome having you on this week.
Thank you.
And to Chris, mm-hmm. You're welcome. And Chris, that picture on Twitter, as I would have to say, I was getting the vapor.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. I tried to post it with some, political fact stuff.
I just post cocktails.
No, I'm kidding. But so as we know how Tokyo Rose got the footage of January 6th from that coward McCarthy, the thing is we all knew that footage was going to be edited in some way where he was going to say, it was not as bad as it was. And to that, it pissed me off, and also laughing at the same time. It's like, look, mofo, not only did this country, the world saw what unfolded that day. And to the very day, I can't get my head wrapped around how an insurrection, I would never saw in my 44 years on this planet that I would saw something like that. And it's just, and you want to sit up here and try to play it down?
Yeah.
We saw what happened.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. I mean, it's super have you no decency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And it doesn't seem like it's working.
Well, apparently he showed basically the same footage on Wednesday that he showed on Monday or whatever. And
I mean,
like,
it's really hard to find.
And so that's like, dude, it's falling flat.
You've already
blown
you know.
Your.
Yeah, exactly.
And David Ferguson, T-Rex on Bob's show yesterday, pointed that out. He goes,
"Yeah,
you put your best foot forward. Like your opening statement should be your ta-da, and then you follow it up with evidence. Well, there is no more evidence than what he already showed.
Remember, I said on Monday, I go, I expect this to be a full blown drip, 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 drip building. A narrative.
Something else.
He's got nothing.
He doesn't have it because there's very little of what he wants to show that looks like what he wants to show.
Especially when we had this, and I know we're coming up on a heartbreak here, but that the video came out yesterday, the senator's office.
Yes.
He did not want to talk about
that. No, he did not. He absolutely did not. And it is 58 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang at the bottom of the next hour.
And then
Frangela for a whole hour. Cannot wait. We will talk at you soon on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5.